This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is my Uber, Mo. Eric with a K is also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Mo had to come by and pick me up. My truck is still in the shop.
No.
And the radio station won't let me borrow any vehicles since I've wrecked one of the station trucks over the weekend.
He's a liability.
It's weird, though. Isn't it weird how you came out of your way to pick me up? Thank you, by the way, for doing that.
Easy.
But isn't it weird how you're so set in your routine? It's like I told Mo, it's like you're not used to talking to people this time of the morning, are you?
You're not used to listening to rap music this early in the morning, George.
So. Anyway, Mo is my Uber this morning. Thank you so much for the ride in. We got a chance for you to win this morning. 6 o'clockers, we got tickets for you to go to the Texans game with us on Saturday. We have the entire Bulls suite out at NRG Stadium, and we want you to be with us. We'll give you a chance to win between 6 and 7 o'clock this morning. And coming up in just a few minutes, about 10, 15 minutes from now, we'll have the jury duty of the morning. If you'd like to be part of that, stay tuned. It's on the way. But right now, let's talk about the top 3 stories you're going to be hearing about all day today. Here's what's trending in Texas.
Number 3.
Good news. Our heat advisory has been extended to today.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's going to be in effect for almost every county in southeast Texas, in fact. Temperatures warming up from the upper 70s to the upper 90s, which pushes the heat index values well above 108, which is just, thriving. Yesterday, a little bit of pop-up showers around the area. That's going to be the same for today as well. And Ernesto is now a hurricane, and the National Hurricane Center is saying no threat to Texas. We will just pray about that.
I don't believe them. Don't believe them. That's what they said last time. I don't believe them.
Number 2.
And heat advisories just scream back to school, right?
Oh, yeah.
Back to school, all in the news because of, the bus issues, specifically with HISD and SciFair. No air conditioning on buses, all of those reports. And then yesterday, kiddos aren't just back in school. They're back in sports. Yesterday marked the first day high schools in Texas could officially practice.
Oh, really? Wow.
So, yay football.
Oh, no. And the top story trending in Texas.
All right, I saved this goodie for last. The city of Galveston.
We love Galveston.
You're right. They announced numerous road closures today and all of this week. Production crews are filming for the Yellowstone prequel. In Galveston.
What?
Yes, they are delayed a little bit, but they said today's the day it starts. Already, as of 4 o'clock this morning, they've been out with road closures. So just be aware if you're in Galveston or if you're curious. That's going on through Friday.
Whoa. Okay. All right. Hollywood comes to Texas this morning.
Welcome.
That's what's trending in Texas, all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Morning.
Can I get a name?
Time for some good news.
It's time to share a little good news this morning, and we like stories that salute our first responders. I'm going to tell you about Retired Officer Gene Eister. He's a retired police officer. He's been retired for a couple of years now. And he said from time to time, old cases that he worked on come up in conversations. And you've seen this like in, it's always like a setting for a Netflix movie or something like this, except this is real life. And Gene said there was one story in particular that had stuck with him even after he retired from his days as a police officer.
We received a call. Three students who lived in an apartment complex had found a box with a baby in it. And we responded to that. I was the investigator on call that evening. And from that point, he was taken to Child Protective Services. So I had no information as to what transpired after that date.
Okay, yeah, he said he had no idea. I mean, that's the way it works, right? He did his job. He got him to Child Protective Services. Didn't know what had happened to the baby. Until the other morning, he was sitting at home having coffee, and a guy that had been his rookie when Gene was getting ready to retire, who had come on as the new officer with Gene, called him up, and it had a familiar voice, but then a voice he didn't know.
And I got a call one evening from that officer who said, "Do you remember the case 23 years ago?" And I said, "I remember it distinctly." He says, "He's sitting next to me." I said, "Who?" He says, "He's sitting next to me. He's my rookie."
The baby that Gene saved 23 years ago is now a police officer and got assigned as a rookie to Gene's old partner. And nobody knew about it until they were having a conversation in the cop car.
Wow.
What are the chances of that happening this
morning? Oh, my goodness.
I love this story so much. If you haven't seen it, I'm happy to send you the link out. You can find it up. It is just absolutely amazing. And it is my amen this morning. So wherever you are, in the kitchen or in the car, can I get an amen for this story?
Amen.
We love sharing good news. It can be from your life, too. 713-881-5500. You could be our next amen. So you want a pony. We have $20,000 we're giving away in our nay of the day between 7 and 8. Keep it here on the Morning Bullpen.
I single-handedly ruined somebody's marriage proposal over the weekend.
Oh!
Single? Are you bragging about it?
No, I
single-handedly
ruined it.
Did it?
I feel awful. Okay, it wasn't single-handedly. It was multi-handedly. It was a group of friends. We all got together over the weekend, and we all decided to let loose. It was time to drink.
Oh, okay.
Got it?
Hadn't had one of those weekends in a while.
Right, exactly. It was just time to let loose, old friends, new friends, and it was just party time, except for one of our friends. She said, "Hey, listen, I have to get up early in the morning. I have to drive my guy friend up to this brunch where he's going to propose to his girlfriend." Now, she was an integral part of the proposal. Okay. She was supposed to meet her for quote unquote brunch. Then he walks in, surprises the two of them.
Right.
Now she's there with her camera so she can capture the whole thing close up.
Okay, got it.
That was the entire plan.
Okay.
But this friend of mine needed to let loose a little bit, and we knew it.
Eric.
We knew it. She Eric. Had not. It had been like a couple of years since I've seen her. And so she said, "I'm not going to drink tonight." So we put a beer down at her feet and we said, "We're not drinking that beer."
Okay.
"Somebody needs to drink that beer. It was just paid for and it's just sitting at your feet." And she said, "Okay, one beer."
One beer.
Fair.
One beer turns into...
One beer turns into two.
Like the Hardy song, yes.
Yes, we know the song.
He wrote that song.
By 2 a.m., she was dancing on tables, hooting and hollering, having the best night of her freaking life.
Okay.
And she forgot to set her alarm, never got up, and her friend had to drive himself, and his girlfriend was waiting at the restaurant, and the entire thing was a mess.
Oh, Eric.
I mean, they still...
You gotta feel bad about this.
I feel awful. And the guy evidently still proposed, and he, like... They had to take selfies after. It was just real sad.
No.
And he was very disappointed.
I was going to say, he wasn't mad.
No, he gets it, but
he was disappointed.
You know what he said to her? The worst thing you could possibly say to someone?
What?
"I'm just glad you're okay." After a night like that. "I'm just glad you're okay."
After a night with Eric like that and his friends.
Yeah. Oh, peer pressure. It broke her. Oh, and then she did not help with this proposal, and I feel awful about it. I feel like the worst friend, but it was the best night.
My gosh. All right. So it's one of those things where, did you screw up your proposal? That's what I want to know.
Proposal's gone wrong.
Proposal's gone wrong. Exactly. Proposal's gone wrong. How did you mess it up, all right? Or did you help somebody else mess it up? 713-881-5500. We want to hear your story. That she said yes, right?
She did say yes. Okay.
She said yes. The guy got engaged, mm-hmm. all that stuff. But we want to know your proposal gone wrong story this morning. You let us know. 713-881-5500 on the Bull. We're talking proposals gone wrong this morning.
Emily's on the phone in Magnolia. Emily, tell us your story.
So we went on a cruise a couple of years ago, and the last formal night, I guess my now husband had this big plan to propose to me. Like, you know how you can get like all these pictures done? They have like all these stands where you can get pictures done.
Yes.
And he wanted to propose to me. Okay, well, I got real seasick, and in my defense, it turns out I was pregnant.
Uh-huh. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
But I would not get out of bed, and he tried his hardest. He's like, come on, you gotta get up, and you gotta eat, and you gotta, just get dressed. And I just refused to get out of bed. So I was like, I can't get up. If I'm gonna eat, you'll have to bring something to me. Like, when I first sat up, I was like, no, I'm not getting out of this bed. And he's like, okay, fine, I just won't. And so then, like, he ended up just preferring to be in our kitchen.
Emily, it's safe to say you screwed up your own proposal.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
I my own proposal.
Yeah, okay.
Like, he didn't even say anything to me about it until, like, a few days later. He was like, I was going to do it on the cruise. And I was like, what?
Oh, I would have gotten out of bed for that.
Proposal's gone wrong. This all started because Eric messed up a friend's proposal over the weekend.
Yeah, she was supposed to get up and help her buddy propose, but instead we sort of peer pressured her into staying out all night, and she didn't help that friend.
Mm-hmm. So we want to know about your proposal that's gone wrong here with George, Mo, and Eric this morning.
Nectar in Houston, tell us your story of a screwed up proposal.
Hey, good morning, guys. So a few years back, I decided to propose to my wife, and I got reservations. I had the whole thing planned out. Went to a restaurant, and they gave us the wrong table. We sat close to the kitchen, and we kept hearing the whole kitchen conversation and the little bell, order up. After that, I had decided to take her out to this fountain, and I was going to propose by a fountain. Mm-hmm. And I drive by, and it's under construction. So that was ruined. So then I didn't know what to do, so I kind of caught an audible, and I was like, wait, you want to go catch a movie? She's like, yeah, that's fine. So we're in the parking garage, and we come up to the elevator, and I panic. So I asked her, I said, hey, you remember that one time I asked you to marry me? And you say, yeah. And she's like, looking around, she's like, yeah. I was like, you marry me? And she's like, why'd you do it here?
If you only knew, babe.
I love it. And your memory's always going to be of a movie theater parking garage. Honey, that's where most romantic moment, that's where it happened.
My gosh.
A proposal's gone wrong. Lily is in Conroe this morning. Lily, tell us about your proposal gone wrong.
So my now husband of 4 years, we had only been dating for about 3 months, and we're sitting at dinner. He's super fidgety, and he just pops the question. And at this point, I knew he had not met my family because we've only been dating for 3 months.
Yes.
And so I looked him straight in the eyes and I said, I'm very traditional Hispanic, very, Mexican family. And I said, did you ask my dad? And he's like, no, I thought that was the thing white people did in movies. I said, no, sir, that is something we do in real life.
Yes.
So we tabled the proposal.
Whoa.
We had to officially meet my family for the first time, got in cahoots with my sister, and finally asked for my hand in marriage. And here I am just kind of waiting to be asked to be proposed to. And it finally happened, and I had to bring out the Hollywood tears because, I knew it was coming.
Like, that's a miracle.
You had already seen the ring and everything. You're like, oh, I love it so much.
Exactly what the ring looked like and everything. Yeah. And so,
my goodness.
I love these.
But
I
we are
these.
Happily 4 years in, and my parents love him, so it worked out.
They wouldn't have loved him, that's for sure. Now they do.
You can overcome proposals gone wrong. You got a story you want to share? 713-881-5500 here on the Morning Bullpen. It's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty out here solving the world's problems. One situation at a time. No right or wrong answers, just five opinions that help us get our verdict on jury duty. And the question this morning is,
who is filthier, George or Eric?
In our minds?
That's not the question.
I know the answer.
It is the question.
In our minds.
That's not the question, Bo.
Y'all have been arguing about who is right, and we're bringing it to jury duty because, George, you think you bathe correctly.
Yes.
But Eric believes that he is correct.
Yeah, so we actually, I know it doesn't sound like it, but we actually talk about this show before we make this show.
And we talk to each other outside of the show. Yeah.
One of the potential jury duties that popped up was, do you shower at night or in the morning? And mm-hmm. then me and George just got into a fight. Like, we almost started throwing fists because you shower when you get up.
I shower first thing in the morning.
That's so early.
It's the proper
early.
Way to shower. Because you're going to be around people all day and you want to be fresh and smell your best and be ready for the day. It also helps me wake up. So I shower first thing in the morning.
Right, but I take a bath and I do that at night. Ugh. Because then I get in nice clean sheets because my body's clean. Ugh. My wife's body's clean. We're getting in nice clean sheets and then I lock in all the freshness
yes.
inside the sheets
yes.
and I wake up refreshed and clean,
oh, no.
ready to go.
He sounds like he puts himself in a Ziploc bag. I lock in all the freshness.
You are wallowing around in your dirt and nast from the day.
In your bed.
If I do something, like if I work out or I run or something, I'll shower at night. But in general, I shower first thing in the morning because that's the proper way to go. So the question again is,
who is filthier, George or Eric?
Yeah.
And we have Jake on the phone in full shirt. Jake, you know what you signed up for, friend. Who's filthier, George or Eric?
I hate to say this, but it's going to be Eric.
Yeah.
Do you shower at night or in the morning?
I'm a night and morning, but everybody sweats at night and all the things. Like,
you're making my point. That's why you have to shower in the morning. And you can't say both. Oh, I do both. I do both. So I'm just throwing Jake out.
No, he said he voted for Eric.
Eric is filthier.
He's on your side, George. Katie in Sugarland, who's filthier, me or George?
I'm going to definitely say Eric because I agree. Shower should happen first thing in the morning. You want to be clean for your day. You want to be ready and fresh to go.
Ew, so you want to be dirty for your sleep.
Well, you're going to get dirty in your sleep anyway. Everybody sweats and everybody, it's nighttime.
Exactly.
Why not?
I don't know.
If you live in Texas, you sweat at night.
I have an air conditioner.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, 713-881-5500. Who's filthier, me or Eric?
Sam's on the phone in, Katie. Sam, it's your turn to vote. Who's filthier, George or Eric?
I have to say, Eric, but can I get a point of clarification?
Please.
Eric, did you say you take a bath?
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up, Sam.
Like you are stewing in your nastiness from the entire day at night.
Yep.
Now
thank
I'm
you.
Cleaning
thank
my
you
body.
For bringing that up. You are very good at your job as a juror.
I'm cleaning my body. I'm having a beer and I'm relaxing.
You know what? I think we should make Sam the foreman of the jury
Eric's
today.
Eric's fine because as long as George washes his sheets routinely, it doesn't matter if you go to bed at night.
Exactly.
And then you shower and wash your sheet.
Thank you, Sam.
Good point. I appreciate it.
Finally, somebody with a little bit of sense here this morning.
Right.
It's jury duty. We want to know your opinion.
Courtney and Conroe, I'm dreading asking now.
Mm-hmm.
Who's filthier, me or George?
George or Eric?
Eric.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah. I agree. You have to shower in the morning.
Why? What are you doing at night?
Well, you do a lot of things at night.
Okay, Courtney, what do you do at night?
Text us later, girl.
All Yeah, you got to be ready for the day. And after, again, getting a little warm during the night, mm-hmm. you want to be fresh and ready to go. Courtney, thank you so much for your vote this morning.
This is something.
Last juror, juror number five is Teresa in Houston. Here's the question this morning. Who's filthier, me or Eric?
Oh, it's Eric for sure.
Yes.
Are you kidding
Eric
me?
For sure.
So you shower in the morning?
I'm not kidding you. I shower every morning. Absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly. That's
Eric,
a weird
I don't know. I was on your side because I shower at night as well because I wash my hair at night.
Right.
But I don't take a bath.
Oh, come on.
I think that might have hurt
no,
your
I don't
case
think the bath. I think,
little bit.
I think it'd be unanimous that baths are cleaner than showers.
No, Eric, that one piece of evidence in
it really
jury
put
duty
us
this
all
morning,
over
I feel
edge.
Like when you brought that up, I was like, yes, you mentioned bath. Yes. So,
all right.
Mo, I'm
hit
sorry.
The gavel.
Right.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
My goodness. Jury duty this morning was all about who's filthier, me or Eric, and the final jurors. Mm-hmm.
It was
verdict.
Unanimous. Eric, you're filthier.
Oh, my goodness.
A unanimous.
Not
man.
Filthier than Courtney, though. Hey, Courtney, call back. Call back. What do you do at night?
It's jury duty here on the Bull.
With the nay of the day.
100.3 the Bull. All right, the Bull is not horsing around here. We're giving away $20,000 in our nay of the day, but you need a key to try to unlock that horse trailer. And Mo, we talked to caller number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah. So it's time for 10, I think. Hey, good morning, the Bull. What's your name?
Julie.
Hey, Julie, where do you live?
I live in Texas City.
You're caller number 10.
Thank you.
Yeah, Julie!
Julie, you don't have to keep it in. I can tell you're trying to keep it all in, but you can let it out.
Are you at work, Julie?
I'm almost there.
Almost there. How long have you been trying to get through on Nay of the Day?
Several weeks.
Several weeks. All right. Well, the good news is you are in.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
So you're going to buy a horse with that $20,000?
Probably not.
Okay. So I won't ask you what you're going to name your horse. We'll just skip over that.
Here's what you get this morning. Here's actually what you get.
Yes, sister, you have qualified for a key. With that key, you will potentially be able to open our horse trailer. And inside that horse trailer is $20,000. We're very excited for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening.
All right, before you get into work, though, you got to give us your best nay.
Yes.
Okay. Nay.
Poor girl, y'all ruined her day.
Oh, I like that.
I'm sorry, I had my headphones off for a second. Can you do that one more time for me? Sorry.
Nay.
Leave her alone.
That's like the cutest little nay that we've had for this entire thing. So you never know when it's going to happen. Anytime between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning here with George, Mo, and Eric. And again, anytime between 12 and 1 with Katie Neal. That'll be the next time that you can get a key and you can be in for $20,000 on Nay of the Day from 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For the 10-minute tune. It works this way. If you're new to the show, every morning about this time, we take calls from you, you give us ideas, and Eric has 10 minutes to turn them into a song. But the question is, what are you going to suggest? 713-881-5500. We start with your calls.
All right, Gabriel's on the phone in Houston. Hey, what should I sing about today?
What about something about Texas pride, whether if it may be our sports, our food, our people, something along those lines.
So something a little uplifting. You're looking for a little Texas pride this morning.
Hell yeah, brother.
Okay, hell yeah, brother. All right, man. Thank you. I appreciate the suggestion.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good one.
Felicia's on the phone. Hey, love, what would you like Eric to sing about?
I think he should sing about how hard it is to get through Nay of the Day.
We've had a couple of these suggestions lately. It is tough.
Yes. You have to have spirit fingers.
Now, I understand. You hang in there. You'll get a chance, okay? Thank you for listening.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you.
Angela is in Waller. Hey, Angela, what do you think Eric should sing about?
Oh, my gosh. Please sing something about the stress of back-to-school shopping. I'm like ready to homeschool these damn kids.
How old are your kids?
7 and 9.
It is like Hunger Games at Walmart right now, isn't it?
Oh, no. I'm telling you, it's like insane. Oh, my gosh. They're like freaking out about the color of folder. I think she needs like this definitely orange, because I tried to pick up a red one and she almost had a stroke. I was like, idiot. It's so close. She's like, no, Mom, that's me. I did it. Started crying. Oh, my God.
I was worried about the kids stressing about going back to school, but I think the parents are right there with them.
No, I'm telling you, the lists are so specific. You have to have 3 sharpened pencils of a certain brand. Yeah. It does get very stressful. And then when they're sold out, they up the prices online. It's bad.
Stop it.
Yeah. So, the other day, they were charging $20 for Play-Doh.
What? Oh, my gosh.
And Play-Doh's on the school list?
Well, for the kindergartners, yeah.
Yes!
Angela, good suggestion. We hadn't thought about it from the parents' point of view. I love that. Thank you for calling.
All right. Have a good one.
And Cora in Friendswood, what do you think Eric should sing about today?
Having to wake up for back to school, teachers and students.
Oh, my gosh. How hard has it been for you?
Awful.
All right. So just give me...
for my mom, too.
Give me a rundown here. What time did you wake up all summer long?
Like 10.
And now what time do you have to get up so you have everything done and ready to be at school?
6:30.
Woo! Well, welcome back to school. And I think there are a lot of people going through exactly what you're going through. I love this topic.
Thank you.
All right, Eric, what do you think? We had Texas Spirit. Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah.
We had Nay of the Day that she can't win.
Yep.
And then we had school stuff from supplies to getting up early. What do you want to do today?
Oh, sheesh. Okay. 4 of them. Texas Pride, we just did, I think, last Friday. So if that was you, go get the podcast on the Odyssey app, and you can hear that now. It seems like back to school is on everybody's mind. We just did Meet the Teacher last night. We brought our school supplies and dropped them off for both of our kids.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Let's do that. Let's do back to school supplies.
Okay, back supplies. To school supplies. Okay. All right, that's our 10-minute tune topic. Let's see how he does with it. I'll come back and find out in just 2 songs here on 100.3 The Bull. She said, snakes or cheeses? That's what we're going to be talking about in 10 minutes from right now. Do you know your snakes? Do you know your cheeses? I'll explain. It's on the way on the morning bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric. Time to find out what Eric has created today off your suggestion. That's the way it works. You call, you tell us something that's on your mind. We'll see if Eric can create a song out of it.
Yes, we call it 10-minute tune. And Angela called in from Waller with this suggestion.
Please sing something about the stress of back-to-school shopping. I'm like ready to homeschool these damn kids. I'm so stressed.
All right, she was feeling this dress. There's no question about it.
Have you been to the stores recently, George?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm not even buying a lot of supplies.
I was going to say, we're not even shopping. Wow. And you're in there, and it's like Eric said, it's like Hunger Games when you're out there in the school section. You met teachers last night at your kid's school?
Yeah, we did meet the teacher night.
Aww.
Yes.
Because little Ford goes back tomorrow.
He goes back tomorrow.
Well,
he goes
for the
first time ever. So he met his teacher. He actually, so he did like a preview night last week.
Okay.
And he said, I want one of these two teachers. Mm-hmm. I'm at the mall. I choose one of these two.
Okay.
And he got one of them.
Look at that.
Whew. He was so happy.
Well, felt the good vibes.
I think he's got a little crush. Okay. But anyway.
Naturally.
We're going to do a song about all the stress of back to school shopping. Mm-hmm. This is a highly difficult song.
Okay.
Highly difficult. So my rhymes might not be exactly on because it's a lot of words to put in a short amount of time in the style of Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up.
Oh, you're doing a Garth this morning. Okay, it's our 10-minute tune about school supplies.
Buy some pens and paper, crayons, and some more for later. Color-coded plastic folders, a new backpack for their shoulders. Don't forget the pencils, just remember that they're number two. Get yourself a new shirt, new pants, new shoes. Fight the crowds that scream and yell, and Walmart is a war zone. Running out, it's all gone. All the school supplies are selling.
Woo!
All right, here we go. Gotta buy a bunch of markers, yellow Sharpie, brand highlighters, multicolored box of pencils, get the 24-pack, that's all red line special on the sanitizer aisle for scissors and a pencil case, stapler glue, and there's more. Moms and dads are pulling hair and grabbing erasers and rulers, Minecraft lunch boxes for all the back-to-schoolers.
All right, big finish, let's go.
Back-to-school shopping totally sucks, ain't going home till we buy enough. Who knew third grade cost so much? School shopping totally sucks.
Holy
you did well, Eric. You did well.
Yes. Do you need an inhaler? Like what?
That was hard.
Very.
That was very hard.
Why'd
well
you
done.
Pick that song?
Because I needed something that really showed the stress of what it was
okay,
like.
I felt
George
it.
Hasn't been through it in a while, but it is a nightmare.
That's our 10-minute tune about school supplies. Did he capture the stress? That's what we want to know this morning. You can always grab it, too. It's part of our podcast, which you'll find on the Odyssey app. Look for the Morning Bullpen podcast, and you can like it. And that way, you will never, ever miss when we post a 10-minute tune here from 100.3 The Bull. Snakes or cheeses? I'll explain in just a second. First, let me say congratulations to Julie in Texas City. She was the winner of the key this hour in our Nay of the Day. Another chance coming up at noon with Katie Neal. It's George, Mo, Eric, and getting ready tonight for another one. I don't know. You guys are aware. My wife does travel. And we're getting ready for a trip to Switzerland. Ooh. Taking a group of 30 people to Switzerland.
That's mm-hmm. awesome.
So we're excited about that. We do a thing every Tuesday night called 10-Minute Travel Tuesday on the Lindsay Adventures page. And I wanted to do a game tonight, so I thought maybe I could try it out on you all.
I don't really like games.
You don't like games?
Yeah. What else you got, George?
Snakes or cheeses. And I want to call it fondue or fondon't.
Pray for us, y'all.
Oh, my goodness. You don't like the name? Fondue or fondue?
Wait, is it like...
Well, because Switzerland is known for fondue, right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
fondue is a huge thing there, and I'm excited. Okay. I'm excited to try it when we go to Switzerland.
This is absurd.
So I want to call it fondue or fondant, or we could just call it cheeses and snakes.
So let me guess. Can I guess what the game is?
Sure, go right ahead, Eric. Guess what the game is.
Yes. That you're going to say a name, and we have to tell you if it's a snake or a cheese.
My goodness, that is just how fondue or fondant works, Eric. That is exactly it. For instance, if I said Jarlsberg.
Oh, that's a cheese. I know that's
what would you say, Mo?
Cheese.
Cheese. Okay, so that's the way it works. I'll give you a name, and you have to tell me snake or Texas.
Are we keeping score?
And here's the thing. It's a Texas snake.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank you for clarifying, because that will help me with my answers.
Or a Switzerland cheese.
Okay, let's go.
So cheeses or snakes this morning.
This is
okay, here's one. Piscivorous.
Ooh, who's that, Mo?
Mo. Piscivorous. Do you put that on a cracker or is that a Texas snake?
No, it sounds like a snake.
That would be correct. It is a snitch.
Okay. Wow.
Absolutely.
1 point, team.
One for one. Okay. All right, let's try one with you. Limburger, Eric, which is it? Is it a snake or is it a cheese?
Oh, I know. I think that's a cheese. I think it is.
That is correct. Yeah. Also,
good job.
That is a, all right. All right, Mo, this one comes back to you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Rock-a-ma-door.
Ooh, that's tougher.
You put a little foreignacity into that. So I'm going to go with cheese.
It is a cheese.
Oh,
it is a cheese.
It.
Very good. Okay. All right. Eric, what about you? Fer de lance.
Oh, man. That sounds delicious.
Fer de lance.
Really? Sounds moldy to me.
Maybe I'm putting too much on the fur there.
You know what? I think it sounds so much like a cheese. I'm going to go with the snake.
You would be correct.
What? Fertilance is
actually a Texas snake.
Okay.
One of the names for a Texas snake. All right, Mo, let's go back to you.
Okay.
How about this? Miracurious tinar.
Ooh.
Ew. I don't want to eat that. That's a snake.
That is a snake.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
Wow, yeah,
that is
really
a Texas coral
really
snake. Different
educated.
Name for it. All right. Last one for you, Eric. Here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tomé de Savoie.
Oh, wow. Oh. Say it again?
No.
Oh, come on. No,
slower this time.
Because I know I butchered it.
I think that must be a cheese.
That would be a European cheese.
Nice. Wow. Do you need a tiebreaker, George? Do you have
a tiebreaker?
Do you have one?
Okay, let me see what I can find here. How about this? Atrox.
I'm going to go snake.
I'll take cheese.
Okay, what is it?
What is it?
It is... a snake.
Oh!
So Mo gets it.
You know how I knew? Because he didn't say it with a foreignacity.
Atrox.
He's like, well, that's Texas.
All right, so what do you think? Thumbs up or thumbs down on the game tonight on
the game is hard.
On the Facebook
that's
Live.
That's a hard game,
Adventures.
But you just need to work on your delivery.
Well, thanks, Mo.
Yeah, you're really the problem, George.
You're the problem. I'm always doing European cheeses or official names of snakes. I do that every day, sure.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Kristen's in Katy this morning. She's trying to get $100 out of Mo, and this is how you win the money, Kristen.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Kristen, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here. Let's get this game started, okay?
All right.
Good luck, love.
Get out of here, Mo.
I like it. Give her a little attitude. All right, five country-related trivia questions. And, Kristen, they start right now. Question number one. Maybe she'll bring her Louisville Slugger along. Name the country star that's placing Katy Perry on American Idol this fall.
Carrie Underwood.
Question number two. Holler Magazine ranked the top 20 country soundtracks from movies. The new Twister movie made the top three. Who sings Ain't No Love in Oklahoma from that soundtrack?
Luke Combs.
Question number three. He has faith. Can you name the country star who said he doesn't like his grown daughter staying at his house because he and his wife need some, quote, candle time?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Has faith, Tim McGraw?
Question number four. First, he took The Voice to Hollywood and to TV. Now he's just announced a Vegas residency. Can you name this country star?
The Voice Hollywood. Blake Shelton.
Question number five. Who sang the 2004 hit Suds in a Bucket?
Suds in the Bucket and the clothes hang out on the line.
Okay, you got the four-letter words. You can't say those.
I want to... Martina McBride.
All right, let's get Mo back in to find out what she's up against today.
All right, the sweet lady yesterday got zero, and Mo spanked her real good. Today, you're going to have a hard time spanking 4 out of 5. That's what you got, Kristen.
Yes. All right, Mo, let's see what you do.
Let's go.
Question number one. Mm-hmm. Maybe she'll bring her Louisville Slugger. Mm-hmm. Can you name the country star who's replacing Katy Perry on American Idol this fall?
Carrie Underwood.
It is Carrie Underwood.
Dug
yes.
Dug my key into the side of this bridge.
Okay. All right. Okay. One to one. Question number two. Holler magazine ranked the top 20 movie soundtracks of all time that have country music on them. Uh-huh. The new Twisters movie was in the top three, by the way. They love it.
Okay.
Who sings Ain't No Love in Oklahoma from that soundtrack?
Oh, Luke Combs.
It is Luke Combs. Yes.
She got it right. 2-2.
Let's go. Let's go.
Question number three. Okay. He has Faith. Name the country star who said he didn't like his grown daughter staying at his house because he and his wife need some candle time.
Ew. What? I don't know. Faith, grown daughters, candle time. I don't think I know this one.
What? You want to pass?
Sure.
Well, okay. It was Tim McGraw.
Oh, Faith.
He has faith.
Yeah, no. Mm.
That's not gross. That's a couple that's okay to imagine.
They're like something else. Next level.
All right, Kristen, you've pulled ahead 3-2 now.
All right, question number four. Okay. First, he took The Voice to Hollywood and TV. Uh-huh. Now he just announced a Vegas residency. Name him.
Oh, Blake Shelton.
It is Blake
Shelton.
They
love Vegas, don't they?
Okay, listen, Kristen, this is exciting because it's 4-3. Mo absolutely has to get this exciting. Next one right to tie you.
Oh my gosh.
If she doesn't get it, then you get her $100.
Okay.
Question number five, Mo. Mm-hmm. Who sang the 2004 hit Suds in a Bucket?
You had a sud in a bucket and a car hanging out on the line. That's Sarah Evans.
That is correct. Yeah. She got it. Dang it.
Oh. I just saw her recently. She still got it. Let me tell you, Kristen.
All right. It's 4-4. That means Mo kept her money.
Sorry, sister.
Oh, man.
All right. You know what you got to say to get out of here, Kristen? I'm so sorry.
This is Kristen from Katy, and Mo knows country.
She almost didn't today. She almost didn't.
Please. Can we play that song?
What's that?
Can we play Sarah Evans right now?
Oh, yeah, we can play Sarah Evans. Thank you. Sure. All right. And in the meantime, let me say this. You have a chance to play Mo tomorrow morning. 8:20 will be the next chance to take the $100. It's Mo Knows Country, and it only happens here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.